Is the market saturating itself? Is there too many players now?
That's a great question. I don't think there's ever too many players. I think there's good players and there's bad players. You can never have enough good players. There's no shortage of inventory out there for offers. But I think what you're going to start seeing as the years go by are more CPA-type relationships.
Why is that? Who is going to be demanding that? Who's pushing the industry in that direction?
Because money goes to money, and if you're going to spend money, you want sales. Leads are great, but as you see the internet transform over the last 10 years, when it started out with cost per CPM advertising and banners and impressions, from the banners and impressions we went to clicks, we went to leads, and now those leads have to convert. Would you rather buy 100 leads for $3, or would you rather buy 10 leads for $30? So quality, not quantity, is where it's at. When you run a call center, we have four different call centers, headcount. You don't want to just dial for dollars. You want quality, and you're willing to pay for quality. We'll pay for quality, but we're not going to pay for quantity.
Now, you'll pay for quality traffic from a number of different sources.
True.
You said websites, mobile, call centers. What's the most effective channel for you guys?
There really is no effective channel. We have some companies that can do direct mail really well. We have people that knock on doors. We have people that do cost per click advertising. It's the market segment that you go after and the quality that you're looking for. A good customer, it works both ways. If an affiliate's going to go out and acquire a customer, they have to pay also. And I always use that expression, money goes to money. If you pay a lot for a customer, we'll pay you a lot for that customer. But if you're going to go out and drive certain customers that aren't going to buy, for example, We had a partner a couple of weeks ago that drove us 3,500 phone calls and closed at 3%. What does that do for us? Clogs up our inventory. It's not good. Now, if he would have drove us 200 phone calls and 30 or 40% of those became sales, we'd be jumping up and down. So there's a mentality of buy, 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 send, 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 and that's going to start changing.
Okay, and then again, you've already sort of made that transition. That's not the way Saveology works. You want the quality leads.
Yes, and we're willing to pay.
Is there going to be attrition in the network market? Like, will networks who aren't able to do that transit to CPA, will they start fading away?
I believe so. I believe so. The partners that we want to work with, all they're concerned about is sales. They're not concerned about leads or, you brought us 55 opportunities and 2 closed. Bring us 10 opportunities and 8 closed, because at the end of the day, it comes down to how much revenue can you drive. And the biggest challenge in this industry, and especially if you look at the education space or what happened in the mortgage space, you drive and drive and drive, but when things start to get lean, you're just not going to go out and buy, 500 mortgage leads and throw it against the wall and see what happens. Now, if you're in the mortgage industry, you need credit scores over 740. You need someone that has some assets in the bank. They're not going to do, zero down interest loans. So you need a quality lead. And companies are going to pay for that. And they also, on the other side of that is, on the infrastructure side, especially with ours, you're not going to have massive headcount that could just dial out and follow up on these leads like they did 5 years ago. So they don't have the bandwidth to go out and follow up on 200 or 300 leads a day. They just don't have it.
What are some of the major factors that are some of the technological factors that are changing the industry? What kind of impact is mobile having?
I could spend a whole day on mobile. Mobile's going to change the way that people search for leads online. Think about your iPhones, your Androids, and your Blackberries. That's the way people are buying now. You pick it up, you're at lunch, you sit down, you search. So there's a whole huge opportunity on the mobile side. Look at the iPads. There's a guy right here. Look at him. He's working his iPad. He's probably never going to work a laptop again. For him, he's going to travel with that iPad, and he's going to do all his searches on that. And the search on the iPad is different than the search on the laptop, mm-hmm. which is different than the search on the iPhone or the Android. So there's so much fragmentation in the industry that it's 1997 all over again.
Is localization going to have an impact?
Absolutely. We walked out of here. We clipped into Yelp and said, where are we going to go for lunch? We don't want to ask the concierge anymore. We go, sushi, Yelp, 15th Street, let's go.
How does that affect affiliates?
Again, when you look at some of the apps out there for real estate and you look at some of the banking apps out there, it's become a localized